This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
I will drink until next morning.
Hour 2 of the Blitz starts now. 11:03 a.m. Charlie, Ryan, Will, got another hour with you here on this beautiful Thursday. 105.7 FM, 1340 a.m. Hey, you can also catch us live on the Periscope on Twitter or on Facebook, or I guess it's not called Periscope anymore, actually, right? Didn't Periscope go away, and it's just the live stream,
yeah,
but
I think it's just Twitter Live.
Just want to see our nice
Twitter
faces
live.
Over
yeah,
here.
Either way, though, you know, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. You can download the Fan Run Radio app, take us with you wherever you go, regardless of where that is. As long as you got some internet, you got us. If you want to go to Omaha, you're going to go watch Tennessee play, but you still want to listen to us, download the app. You can stream us wherever you go. Also, check out the Fan Run website. Lots of good stuff up there. And we got a really cool article. Our guy, Logan Quinton, who hopefully will be on the show tomorrow, still up in the air. But
top five sports reporter.
Top five baseball guy out there. Big baseball brain. He interviewed a VFL. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Just a VFL. A
little teaser.
An old school VFL. And that article should be dropping today. Or actually, I think it dropped. So go on the Fan Run Radio website. Check that out. Logan's got a great interview with an old school VFL. If you want to call in, 865-546-8200. That's your number. You can join us. Talk about whatever you want. We'll take your call. Like, we will. But how about we get into a little bit of an opening drive?
Sounds
how about
good.
That?
It sounds good with me. I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it.
All right, there we go. I got to wait for the beat to drop for first down.
My apologies.
Oh, silence. There we go. First down. Three Tennessee Volunteers, a Tennessee trio, will be attending the 2021 NBA Combine. Now, obviously, you got Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer. Then also Eve Pons. He will get that Combine invite. You figured he probably would. Yeah. Maybe there was a chance he wouldn't, but he did. And that should probably be pretty helpful to his draft stock, given his freak athleticism. Certainly, he should be able to impress teams with that. And maybe when you get those five-on-fives and stuff like that, he can show a little bit more to his offensive game that maybe we just didn't see because of Rick Barnes. I don't know.
I'll be excited to see what happens in the combine. I think he's going to impress regardless. Like, he's going to put up some numbers. Like, he's a freak athlete. But Jordan Bone did the same thing when he went in and put up some numbers and didn't really – like, he improved his draft stock, but it didn't change his trajectory of the league. I'm excited to see if Pons can do that for himself with an impressive
combine. All he's got to do is jump a couple of times, and I swear somebody's going to look at him and go, like, we need this kid. Yeah, we can coach this kid.
Future slam dunk champion.
He's just like Clay. You can mold him to whatever you need him to be in the NBA.
If he could just become a confident and comfortable three-point shooter, he is – the definition of 3-and-D.
Right.
But that 3 needs a little work.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the NBA Combine is probably one of those combines out of the major sports that has the least impact on draft stock.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't improve your draft stock a ton in the NBA Combine. You can only drop it, which is a little weird.
A bunch of the big names don't even want to go.
Depending on who you ask, Keon Johnson is anywhere from the sixth pick in the draft with Sam VCN in The Athletic, or like the mock draft you showed me 2 days ago, Will, from CBS Sports. Their latest has Keon Johnson at 16.
No.
Jaden Springer with The Athletic, their latest mock draft, he was at 18 to the Grizzlies, or maybe 17.
On NBADraft.net, Keon Johnson is the ninth pick to the Sacramento Kings. Jaden Springer, the 20th pick. Ooh, I lost him. Where'd he go? To the Atlanta Hawks.
Ooh, yeah. But, you know, either way, you expect definitely Keon to be a first-rounder. Jaden probably in that last 10 picks of the first round, but hopefully stays in the first round. Really, it's just Pons you're looking at. Will he make it into the bottom of the second round, or will he be a priority undrafted free agent.
NBADraft.net has Pons. 59th pick in the second round. Second to last pick to my Brooklyn Nets.
Second down. We finally have that new Madden cover. I really thought it was going to be Derrick Henry. I thought I'd heard that it was going to be Derrick Henry.
What else you got to do besides rush for over 2,000 yards?
Do it again, I guess. Yeah.
250?
Literally. I don't know. I guess they found out that the Titans would have then had the most Madden covers of any team.
No way.
And that just wouldn't have been okay.
Yeah, you got Vince Young and Eddie George.
Oh, Eddie.
And then you would have had
the third one. Derrick and there's Henry. Never been more than two.
Really?
We went down this rabbit hole with Trey, or GP3, okay. Earlier. It was very interesting.
Like they said, the Titans, man, we don't respect the Titans. We can't give them the most Madden covers. So instead, it is the goat and the baby goat. That was how they previewed it. You had Peyton Hillis in like this weird preview with a goat and a smaller goat. And now they've tweeted out the cover. ESPN tweeted out. Mahomes has tweeted out. It is Brady and Mahomes sitting next to each other. It's a pretty cool cover, honestly.
It's a cool cover.
I like the idea.
Mahomes' second cover in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's a little, share the love a little bit, you know?
I think they finally found one athlete who like doesn't follow the Madden curse rules, and so now they're just going to give it to him every time to try to break
people
that Madden
just
curse.
Just love Mahomes. Mm. Everyone just.
I mean, can you not like
he's,
him?
Yeah, he's America's sweetheart right now.
I've heard from some Texas Tech football people that worked in their program, not as nice as he's made out to be.
Really?
Just throwing that out there. Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly.
Also, I don't know. You can't trust a man that puts ketchup on a nice steak.
That's fair. His girlfriend also seems a little annoying.
Was there a video that came out that he put ketchup on his
steak? He admitted to it. Yeah, like he puts ketchup on everything.
His first sponsorship
big,
was Heinz.
Big ketchup guy.
What child?
Exactly. He sounds like one, too. His girlfriend also. Yeah, his girlfriend drives me crazy.
His girlfriend is so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Not nearly as attractive as she should be.
Yeah.
To be that annoying.
Yeah.
To earn your annoying
Is this
rights.
Brady's... Will, is this Brady's first cover?
No, second. Second. He made it 2018.
Oh.
Madden 18, 2017 year, I believe.
Okay, cool.
Someone can fact check me on that, but I think that's right. It doesn't matter.
Did you guys like the way that they teased it with the goats?
Well, I feel like immediately everyone was like, oh, okay, so you're just going to put Brady Mahomes
on
the
cover.
Yeah,
that was the obvious answer.
Like, are we going to get, like Richard Sherman and Jalen Ramsey?
Like we had fun with it. We enjoyed talking about it, but it was very obvious that it was going to be Brady and Mahomes.
Third down. Remember earlier this week, we talked about a tweet from George Reitster III when he said, we are on the verge of a story potentially to be broken in the next week or two that will rock the college football world, ruin legacies, and could impact the balance of power out west. I mean, we knew that it probably wasn't. When you say something like that, it's never actually going to be that big of a deal. But we did get a little update on that news yesterday. The NCAA is investigating Arizona State for allegations related to the football program. This also comes from George Reitster III. The allegations include paying players, major, in all caps, recruiting violations, COVID violations, and other things that have left serious concern about the coaching staff being able to coach this season. He then followed up, the Athletic story is not the story I was referring to, just the tip of the iceberg as it relates to ASU. So,
trouble in paradise for Herm Edwards.
The fighting Herm Edwards. They've apparently been up to some sketchy stuff. I don't know what they're up to, but up to something. Well, I guess we kind of know
something.
They're paying players and other major violations. The COVID violations. That's probably not going to look pretty good. I would assume you're like, oh, you don't have COVID.
I'll be intrigued to see what comes out and how bad the COVID violations or anything else that like any violations or anything bad that they did. I'll be very interested to see how all that plays out. But as of right now, when it's just like Arizona State is paying players, no one cares. Like if you're going to go bust somebody who's good. Stop picking on Tennessee. Stop picking on
don't
the Arizona
bust anybody.
States. Or yeah, exactly. Don't bust anybody. But if you are going to go bust somebody, like, I don't know. Why would you bust the 6-6 Sun Devils or whatever they went last year?
It's all a facade. Yeah. You got to pretend to care so you can – and then not punish people hard so then they can continue to illegally pay players while you why
make
you
money
pretend
off
to get
them.
Mad at them.
Yeah,
and then that way you can continue to pay them legally so you don't have to legally pay them and then ruin the nature of college sports.
Dude, the thing is, like with the little teams, I think it's a lot of the investigators, they want that, you know, the first scoop. They want to be able to get the news first, and most of the big schools, you kind of already know about.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of know that there's something underneath the table and whatnot. So they're looking for the little guys. That's just fair. To go like, ooh, that was me. Mm-hmm. I said that first. No one else, just me.
That's fair. And I think
it ruins the game.
I think little guys have very strong fan base as well. I don't like calling Tennessee a little guy, but in terms of just record wise and where we're placing right now, like I don't like calling us little guys because we're a big school, mm-hmm. big brand, but at the same time, like, it's a little different than trying to go pick on Alabama, who probably, I mean, it's like trying to sue a corporate team. Like, they're gonna have all the lawyers, they're gonna have all the upper hand and everything.
Fourth down, no music edition. We talked a little too long about the fighting Herm Edwards, but the U.S. Open is underway, kind of, because they're also they're in a fog delay right now.
Fog delay. I was very wondering what the suspension
golf
was.
Is such very, a stupid very, 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 very,
fog,
very foggy.
Not the sport for me.
Well, are you seeing a visual? Like it's you can't even see.
That's just from what I've been seeing on Twitter. I haven't actually found a picture, but that's what people have been telling me, that it's very foggy. That means those guys that have the last couple tee times that were going to be around like 5:29 local time. Well, it's sunsets in San Diego at like 7:30 local time, so they're definitely going to end up finishing their rounds tomorrow morning, and that's going to kind of set stuff back a little bit with the U.S. Open. But it is kind of underway. Your favorite is Jon Rahm, fresh off COVID. He's plus 900. After that, you got Koepka at plus 1600, Dustin Johnson at plus 1600, DeChambeau at 1800, Schauffele at 1800, and then Spieth at 2000.
Are people still betting on the lefty?
Yeah. So the
you got to
the lefty. Yeah, I mean you can. Vegas is set to lose seven figures if Phil Mickelson wins this U.S. Open. Because so many people have just been betting on him.
Man.
I think it's time for golf to stand up, stick it to the man, and everyone just sucks so Phil can win, and then we show Vegas up. I
get
think
his career grand slam.
Yeah. Let's teach him something over there.
My guy, Tony Finau, he's plus 2,800 this week. Should be fun, and you have some really fun groups today, too, just in terms of who's all playing together. You have, in one of the groups, Brooks Koepka. And Bryson DeChambeau, they're playing together. That rivalry is getting fueled. You have Spieth with Tony Finau. Just a lot of really fun groups.
Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know why I blanked on his name. It's like when KD and Russ came together in the All-Star game. That's what that seems like right there. I think they might bond a little bit playing golf with each other.
Really?
I think they despise each other.
Yeah, but like, so did KD and Russ. So do a lot of people. Once you get with the person, maybe it changes your opinion a little bit.
True.
I don't think so. I think they've spent plenty of time together.
It's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything that's going to change it. And the fans going after old Brooks, too, at a tournament a couple weeks ago, yelling Brooksy when he shoots. And then
they were kicking people out left and
right. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, my bad. They're going after Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know why I said Brooks Koepka, but yeah, they were going after DeChambeau.
It's not really bullying. Yelling, just calling Brooks Brooksy.
Yelling, Brooksy, after he'd shoot. And,
so
and of course, DeChambeau, the douche that he is.
That's what I'm saying. When you got a guy like Bryson, do you even need the security guards? I mean, that man is a unit. Like,
I don't think he's ever been in a fight.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not
no,
one.
He's so
I'm not
soft.
One
he is
show.
So soft.
Yeah, I'm
all
not one
show.
To speak. Like, I'm not a big fighter. Look at my body type. But like, I don't think he's been in a
Bryson
fight.
DeChambeau, if you're listening right now, let's heavyweight bout. Let's fight the next Rough and Rowdy. I'll put $100 down. I know you got it. Let's fight. I'll knock you out in one round. You don't want the smoke. Free smoke. I'm giving it out.
You seem confident, Chuck. You seem confident.
Oh, before we take this break. Like to remind you that portions of this show, as well as that opening drive, have been brought to you by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. The NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There are so many exciting matchups, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. That means you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win. whatever you like. Player point totals, rebounds, assists, money line, first quarter, over, under. No matter what, you can build your own parlay with just incredible options. Blocks, assists, rebounds, three-pointers made. You can bet on just your favorite players then. You said, hey, you're a players guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're not a team guy, but you like Seth Curry. Well, hey, you could have bet on Seth Curry last night. The over on his point total, he would have hit it. Throw it in your one-game parlay. Bam.
Just take every 76ers bench player's point under, and I think you'll be good that
work, too.
Yep.
You know, it's a chance to bet small and win big. The odds are high. Results in great payouts. And if you don't win, well, hey, you'll get $10 back. Up to $10 back. Basketball fans, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code BLITZ to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free. That's promo code BLITZ, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in the state of Tennessee. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only and refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same game parlay refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms on sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. Back on the Blitz after this. Back here on the Blitz, 11:24 a.m. If you want to call in, phone lines are open, 865-546-8200. I know, I think Chance is awake. He did text me, so he will be calling here shortly. But before we get to that, hey, things were a little discombobulated with the flow of things earlier. We didn't get to both playoff games. So let's go ahead and talk about last night's late game. The Clippers and the Jazz.
You mean the Reggie Jackson show?
The fact that the Clippers won this game was almost as surprising to me as the Hawks coming back down 20. I mean, that might be absurd to say, but it was almost that surprising. Yeah. Not as surprising, but like very surprising.
Yeah, the Jazz were cooking at the beginning.
I can't believe the Clippers managed to win without Kawhi.
Right.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell, obviously, he's playing banged up right now. They were talking about it on the broadcast, how bum his ankle is right now, that he can't even really practice. The only time he's seeing the court is a little bit of warm-ups in the game itself. Yeah. And you could really finally start to see the effects on Donovan Mitchell last night of that ankle injury. He went 6 of 19 from the field, just 4 of 14 from 3, 21 points, which... I mean, as of late, he's been crazy every night, dropping, 40 points a night.
I think he had 15 with 9 minutes remaining in the fourth. Like, he went off in the fourth to try to make a comeback. There was just it was too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
Royce O'Neal was terrible. He went 2 of 8 from 3. Yeah. Watching the game, it felt like he went 2 of 28.
Missed that corner 3 with probably a minute left that really sealed the deal. Yeah,
in and out, too. I felt bad for the guy.
Got to suck for Grizzlies fans because you had to watch Royce O'Neal for some reason straight in that Grizzlies series just not miss from 3. And we all knew that Royce O'Neal was not that guy. Mm. And
not that guy, pal. Not that guy.
We all knew that Royce O'Neal was not that guy, and he certainly wasn't last night.
Bojan was that guy for a while. He started off
7 for 7. Bojan was cooking. He ended up with 32.
32, but look, you start 7 of 7, then he went to like 7 of 8, and 9 of 17. He started to slide off a little bit.
The Jazz in the second half is where they struggled. They were like 11 of 15 from the 3 in the first quarter.
They went from 3 in the third, right?
Yeah. 0 for 10 in the third, and I think they finished – I don't know what they finished, but I like 30 seconds left in the fourth, they were shooting 1 for 11 in the fourth quarter for three-point range.
They went ice cold, and meanwhile, Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson, they were hot.
We're not going to give credit to Playoff P?
No, he gets his own separate mention after this. Yeah,
my fault.
Don't worry. But Reggie Jackson, ice in the veins, dude. He's
I didn't know he was. Yeah.
He had that clutch gene. He was looking at the crowd. He didn't care.
Best thing I heard yesterday.
This little step back. Oh, in your face. Reggie Jackson.
Best thing I heard, they called him Mr. June. They said, yes. As soon as it turned over to June, he's been cooking, and they're right.
I was dying when they were like, Reggie Jackson is Mr. June. And I was I like that. Okay.
There was Reggie Jackson, if I'm not mistaken.
That was Mr. October in baseball. Yeah. Yes, that was
he's
reference.
He's making a run to be the number one Reggie
Jackson. No, stop right now. Whoa. Take it back right now.
Let me explain.
You don't even get – okay.
He's one terrible comedy movie from being Reggie Jackson. If you like Reggie Jackson,
now I'm even
the
more
bench
upset
warmers.
That you're just going to tear down benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers
like
is terrible.
So you're going to personally attack Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, and then make fun of his acting chops in the movie Benchwarmers?
No, he was by far the best actor in that movie.
Just mute yourself.
No, but he was doing exactly what they needed.
Taking Rudy Gobert to the rim.
Yes.
Him and Trey Mann.
Bro, and Terrence Mann. Oh my gosh.
Rudy Gobert
was not a factor.
It was Terrence Mann.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud. I said it earlier this week. Rudy Gobert is a fraud. He plays defense in spurts. He shows up in spurts. And then in other spurts, he gets dunked on and taken to the hole by tiny people compared to him.
Only at 10
rebounds. His defense is fake.
His defense is clearly, respectable, very good. Clearly he's won the awards, but his offensive game is so bad.
I don't even think he's as good of a defender as we make him out to be.
Really? It's just his height? How tall he is?
But he blocks small people's shots, and last night he didn't even do that. Put him in the pick and roll.
Terrence Mann can put it on you?
Terrence Mann, that was just a crazy dunk, like a highlight play. Rudy Gobert played bad last night. I'm not trying to carry water.
Not my defensive player of the year. Bam Adebayo, that's my defensive player of the year.
Okay, I mean, where is he right now? He's
at home.
Yeah, he's chilling at home.
Because his team
working on his craft. That's what he's doing.
Listen, the Clippers shot 80 shots. You're not going to block 80 shots in a game. You're not going to get that many blocks. The thing that makes Rudy Gobert so good is his shot blocking ability, but it's not just sending shots back.
The shot he affects.
It's being there, NBA players are good enough to double clutch and make these different plays,
right.
But you got to at least force their hand and make a play instead of just letting them get the dunk.
Yeah, that makes sense, but also when you're 7-1, 7-2, whatever he is, get more than 10 rebounds,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair. I'll let you
score some more points.
And part of it is too, he's just not the most intelligent player on the court, because there's multiple times where he left the paint completely open to go cover somebody on the three-point line.
Oh, no, we know
you're
he's
a big
not
guy,
the most
bud.
Intelligent person. Did you remember when he touched every microphone?
I defend him for that.
Hey,
that was a funny joke. It just happened to go poorly.
Yeah.
But I like the guy.
I would have done the same thing in that moment.
That was the first viral joke of 2020. Little pun right there.
There was a whole E60 on Rudy Gobert, and it really made you feel pretty bad for the guy. He's actually a really great person.
Yeah,
great person.
Man, but Jordan Clarkson, he was actually able to do something. He's been really struggling the last couple of games, but having 15, 5 of 12, it's a step in the right direction for him, and they're going to need him a lot, especially with D. Mitch's health.
You got to have Clarkson step up, yeah. And I mean, he didn't really get anything out of the Clippers bench either. Only 6 from Kennard, 5 from Pat Bev.
Bev was a little pest, though.
He had the worst foul, though, I've seen in a while. And then Zubac had 2. I mean, he didn't get any points from Rondo and really didn't play anyone else on your bench that much.
Does Mike Conley have to come back for this next game?
I think he does.
Does he have to go the James Harden route and at least be out there?
I think you're at least. Mm-hmm. I think you're getting 7 games out of this series, regardless of whether
really?
Mike Conley comes back. But I think if you need, if you're going to win the series, you need Mike Conley.
Mm-hmm.
So Chance is called in. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead and catch the break now, so we have a full segment to talk with Chance.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned into the Blitz. Things up here on this Thursday morning on the Blitz, 11:36 a.m. Chancellor, we got Chance Collins on the phone line, coming at us live from Tampa, St. Petersburg, one of the two.
St. Petersburg. How's it going, Chuck?
Man, I miss you. How you been doing? How's vacation?
It's good. Somewhere in my small, ice cold heart, I miss you too. it's been good. I missed a lot of things to talk about with you guys this weekend. Omaha. What about that? That's first thing.
No, my first thing before we get to any of this is, Why didn't you go to the Lightning game, Chance? I really wanted you to.
I know. I should have went to it. We just kind of, you know, when you get on vacation, you try to have an itinerary, and then just like you just kind of go with the flow of everything. So I've been to the beach a lot. Let's see. Last night I went to the casino. That was not well for me.
Oh, yeah, are you playing?
It wasn't a good night. But at the Hard Rock Casino here, they don't have table games. So that really throws me off of my game.
Oh, if they don't have table games, then yeah, I'm not doing it.
They just have a poker room. So I was forced to play like video craps and video roulette, and I don't really like those.
Yeah. So what'd you think of last night's two crazy playoff games?
Oh, man. First of all, I want to say that I am one game closer to me leaving on Friday saying Clippers win the next four. Playoff P, I guess we have to give him his name back. Paul Pierce. I mean, not Paul Pierce, but excuse me. Paul George. He had a hell of a night, man. He really put the team on his back with that Kawhi injury.
Sure did.
Thought that was something. And then I hate to see the Hawks win, but they came back from another down 26 last night, down 18 or 15 in the game before that, and looks like Doc Rivers is doing what Doc Rivers does, what people say.
Isn't it kind of crazy that John Reed can turn the Hawks into one of the most indifferent teams in the NBA to a team that everyone at the station just hates? Reed or Cam Black?
He definitely held on to me talking about the Hawks on Twitter. He didn't miss a beat when they did come back on that 15 point loss, but. Yeah, man, Hawks. Is it more about the Hawks? I mean, Trae Young had a hell of a performance last night, but I mean, it's really Doc Rivers coaching and the Sixers blowing this thing. Like, this should be over.
Right. Like, when you only have like the two people, come on now. Like,
yeah, I mean, this should be over. This is coaching malpractice, I'd say, by Doc Rivers if they blow this series.
Yeah, the Sixers are the only team to blow an 18 point lead in back to back playoff games in the last 25 seasons.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh no.
So, I mean,
it's
been good playoff basketball, though. The games, I mean, outside the Suns and four, them waiting on. But then what about the news about Chris Paul? Every year, it's death taxes, and Chris Paul is going to be out somehow in the playoffs.
So he's reportedly been vaccinated, is what we heard yesterday. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Hopefully that would mean that there is a path for him to come back pretty quickly, and then hopefully he wouldn't miss it.
I don't see them winning the Western Conference Finals without him. It'd be a really tough battle for them, especially if you get a hot Clippers team or even this Jazz team. What about if they blow this? I mean, wow.
I kind of feel like the Suns are going to beat whoever comes out of there because you're getting two battered teams. You're either going to get a Jazz team that may or may not have Mike Conley and then Donovan Mitchell on a bum ankle, mm-hmm. or a team that is missing Kawhi Leonard that has to rely on playoff P.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, when you look at it that way, it doesn't look like the Suns have a pretty easy road to the finals. But, yeah, it's been some good ball, man. Definitely been some good ball. I've been tuned in, been watching closely. Only thing that kind of annoyed me, shout out to our friends at FanDuel, I can't bet in Florida.
Oh,
I told you, you texted me asking if you could Venmo me to bet for you. I told you could.
probably going to do that tonight. I'll be on the list for that.
Looking at tonight's game, do you think the Brooklyn Nets close it out, or do the Bucks force Game 7?
I think the Nets close it out. I mean, even with kind of shaking, James Harden came back. He didn't provide much in that last game, but he did enough. But I think it's now we have to say, and I know you probably agree with this, but Kevin Durant's the best basketball player in the league, in the world.
Yeah, and he's clearly going to make his shots, right? Like, he's going to play so much better than that.
He's a walking bucket. He always has been, and the performance he had the other night was just something. That three that he hit late in the game, it was magical. I mean, he is solidifying his dominance in the league as the best player in the world.
Man, I wish he got that 50-piece, though.
He was so mad. He was so mad.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of bettors were mad about that, too.
Yeah, probably. But that was like
a bad beat.
People talk about KD not really having a moment, and obviously that game was his moment, but now you can even look back to one shot, that Chris Middleton shot, or that shot over Chris Middleton where James Harden dribbled out the shot clock. Like, that's KD's shot, and I think it's going to be a big building factor.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at that shot for a while. But, yeah, it's been some good basketball. Like I said, even the hockey, been keeping up with that. Heard your hockey update today. Good job by you.
Yeah, what happened to your Golden Knights, Chance?
Yeah, my Golden Knights. Don't worry.
So, Omaha this weekend. Omaha. You going to be back in Knoxville by the time Tennessee's playing?
I will be back. Do we know of anyone that's going to Omaha? Anybody from the station going?
Not that I know of. I think everyone's kind of in the same boat, at least here, where it is just – it's pretty hard to just go to the middle of nowhere, Nebraska – for an indefinite amount of time in the middle of like your work week. So I think everyone's kind of in the same boat of, hey, if we make it to that final series, let's go.
It ain't going to be cheap either. You're going to have to pay for so many things outside of the ticket too.
The tickets right now aren't super expensive, and then you can find some Airbnbs that are pretty affordable.
Okay.
Yep, really proud of Tony V and the boys, though. I mean, it's got to be – I know the feeling around town has got to be great. They're going to Omaha, going to College World Series. They're a tough pod, though. Very tough pod.
Are we taking the road or the show on the road to Omaha, Chance, if we make it to that final series?
If they make it to the championship, it's going to be really tough for me not to want to go out there.
Y'all going
to
get blitzed in Nebraska?
We're going to get blitzed in Nebraska.
There it is.
We just might get blitzed in Nebraska. It'll be very tough not to want to go.
Can we do a remote that far? I don't know. Does equipment work like that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Boom. It's set in stone. Somebody let Nate know.
Somebody asked the Godfather. He is done.
So Virginia, obviously. You feel pretty decent about that game, Chance?
Yeah, pretty decent. But, I mean, they battled back to beat Dallas Baptist, what was seemed like a pretty tough series for them, and they got a good team. I think that I'm worried like other people are, but this team just feels like a team of destiny. I know we've talked about that a lot. Seems like that's just their destiny to make it to this championship for not only for this – athletic program as a whole, but fans need it just right there on the edge. For some reason, I just feel like that nobody could beat them. Now, obviously, that may change very quickly, but I'm worried like everybody else is when you talk about playing in a bigger ballpark. How are the bats going to show up there? Or is it going to be still much of an offensive juggernaut as they've been of late when you go to a bigger ballpark?
You know, obviously, like a team that is approaching 100 home runs and really was a team that hit for a lot of power in the back half of the season, you would think that Omaha could give them some trouble. But like Logan's pointed out before, and if you just do go look at the first half of the season and a little after that even, before things really started heating up and the ball started carrying more in Lindsey Nelson, I mean, Tennessee was still doing a good job at getting people on base, at working counts, and at manufacturing these runs, bunting people over and then – you know, dropping a single in front of the left fielder, putting one in the gap. So I think that they're equipped to be able to score in bunches of ways rather than just the power. So I'm not extremely worried about the offense in Omaha. And honestly, it helps our pitching staff too, I think. I mean, you look at Chad Dallas, what's the biggest knock on him is home runs. He's the kind of guy, he'll strike out 10, but also give up three bombs. But balls don't carry as well. He could have a big day.
Yeah, whenever I thought about the bigger ballpark, you know, fly ball hitter, it will help him out. Like you said, he gives up a lot of home runs. He does have some great performances, great outings, but he is known to give up the long ball. But this team's rolling, man, right now. And I'd be surprised if nobody wants to play them. I think I'd put 100% bet on that. And we might be the hottest team in the nation when you just look at the run here at the end and, you know, the momentum that they have right now.
I mean, definitely one of would you rather play Mississippi State, or would you rather play Texas?
I want to play Texas. I don't want to end all that nonsense, all this talk. You know, let's go real UT versus the fake UT.
Yes, sir.
You know, our orange is better than their orange. And at the same time, like, everybody's talking about how good Texas is. You know, they've done that on the way into the regionals. So let's play the best.
I don't want to play the best if we can help it. Or I want to play the best, but after they come through the loser's bracket and use a lot of their resources. Like, I prefer that. But, man, yeah, a very, very exciting stuff. You got anything cool planned the rest of the week down in St. Petersburg?
I think today is another about to go get some brunch. You know, you can brunch every day. Don't let people back like Sunday. Going to go get brunch and then probably have another beach day. And then tomorrow, probably soak up some more sun at the beach. Maybe go back to the casino and try our luck. But right now,
yes,
hey, put 5 on 24 for me.
5 on 24. Yeah. I got you. I do have one cool experience that I had. The first night that we were here, we went to this bar called Parks and Rec. Pretty cool spot. And they had, like, beer pong set up, but it was trash cans outside on a lawn, and you actually shot with volleyballs. So me, girlfriend, and two other friends I'm here with actually went in there, and there's, like, people lined up to play, and we ran the whole night undefeated.
To the point where people, yes, sir.
That's awesome.
To the point where people were literally getting so mad at us and, like, we don't want to play you guys. Like, we just could not miss. And this is one of the more fun games I've played in a long time as far as the bar game goes.
I've seen that with footballs before, but I haven't seen it with volleyball.
It was like basketball out there. Like, really, I mean, it was amazing.
I want to play with footballs. I want to get a bunch of trash cans outside of Neyland this year and play that with footballs.
Let's do it.
Where do we get that many industrial sized trash cans?
You can get Home Depot buckets pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. Pretty
those orange ones? Yeah.
Well, you know, you need like big
things. You need 20.
Oh, I'm just trying to help, Charlie. You can do it
if you put a keg in each one, too. You got
to
finish the keg.
You can do it if you put your mind to it, as Will was trying to say.
If you make
Will,
it in, appreciate you
sitting
in. Of course, Chance.
Ryan, thanks for you sitting in. And Will and Charlie, you're doing a great job, man. I will see you guys when I get back on Monday.
Can't wait.
Man. Enjoy it down there. Root on the Rays for me while you're down there, all right?
I'll do it. Go Vols.
Yes, sir.
Are you a Rays fan?
Yes, sir.
I'm from that area.
You know, you look like you're from that area.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. So if you're from that area, like St. Petersburg, like Tampa area?
Well, like Lynn Haven, a little bit outside of it. It's about 45 to an hour away. But we would always go down there for the beaches, drop a second home. Love that place.
This whole time, man, I thought you were wearing a Padres hat.
Really?
Well, no. I never looked at the front. I only saw the back, and, mm-hmm. you know, you got the shade of brown with the mustard yellow. That looks like a Padres
True.
Hat from
this
the back.
This is an all-star. I don't know if you see the little patch over here.
Yeah, we can't hear you at all when you turn your head like that.
I had to show off the hat. Look, we got
the
little.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's from
the
all-star game in San Diego. I like when they do the hats that match like an old throwback hat from wherever,
right?
Whatever city's hosting. Like when they did mm-hmm. the Reds that had the two pinstripes on the front
mm-hmm.
back in, I think, like 2014, 2015, those were sexy.
I had the Will Myers All-Star Game jersey to go with the hat because that was like his rookie year. Well, close to it.
Big time.
Right?
We've got about 10 minutes left before Talk Sports. If you haven't heard, on the other side. Final segment of the Blitz Talk Sports. They're out there in the lobby.
There you go.
The foyer. They're waiting to come in. You got 3 more hours left in your day.
We're in a doozy today. Hey, you want to talk a little Nets Bucks?
Well,
preview?
We got a little. If you haven't heard, so the final segment, just if you haven't heard, so it's basically just any sports stories out there that. We haven't touched on or not sports stories. Like last night, yesterday, my if you haven't heard could have been, hey, if you haven't heard, Dave from yours tonight.
Ooh.
Or the other day it was, hey, if you haven't heard, a border collie fell out of a truck and started herding sheep. Because that did happen.
Well, that's beautiful.
What have we not heard about today, Charlie? Because I got something.
Go ahead. Hit me with it. Because I just had something and I just lost it. I don't know where it went.
If you haven't heard, and this one's a concerning one for many people of what we were just talking about with Chance, Omaha officials address concern of a potential beer shortage at the College World Series.
God. No.
We were just talking about the College World Series with Chancellor, and apparently there could be a beer shortage, but they don't think there will be as they're going to be using a ton of local breweries to get those beers. So if you're a big craft beer guy, head up to Omaha for the tournament as you will be living in heaven. If you like baseball and craft beer, I mean, this is the festival for you.
I don't think I got a choice at this point. I love me some craft beer.
You're telling me there's a chance that if we make it to that final series and then I go to Omaha that I won't have beer to drink?
I think there might they might just be. I said this.
Or I'm only gonna have to drink local craft beers.
the Omaha Hopson something. I don't know. Trying to make a beer title. It was close.
That actually that's a good one. Yeah. Keep going with that. I think we were on to something.
But
actually, it could just be Omaha Hops.
Omaha
Hops. Period.
Not Omaha Hops. But Nebraska. But so I think like a little conspiracy
okay,
theory.
Omaha's Nebraska.
But I think a little conspiracy theory is I think they just want people to pregame a little bit harder. That way not as many people are in the stadium because like, they're a little northern city. Maybe they're still a little scared of COVID. Have people pregame harder if they know they're not going to have beer in the stadium. Less people will show up to the game because they'll be passed out in the parking lot.
Fair.
Just a conspiracy theory. Just throwing it out there.
I am a big conspiracy guy, but not a huge fan of that one. Well,
my apologies.
I'm going to need a better one.
I'll bring it back.
Well, they're going to have to do something because is it even possible to watch baseball without beer?
I mean, I've been doing it for 19 years. I think I can hold a beer a couple more. But, yeah, it's challenging at least. It's definitely a hurdle to get over. Mm-hmm. Beer is definitely a PED when it comes to watching baseball.
If you haven't heard, statistically speaking, Tennessee has a 75% chance to win the College World Series.
75?
The stats back it up. I mean,
let's go.
Because three of the last four teams to eliminate LSU in the postseason won the College World Series.
Wow. It's
3 divided by 4.
75%. That's a solid stat right there.
The math checks out.
This year, I think, will set up for a team that has not won a national championship in baseball to win a national championship. You got Mississippi State,
yes.
Tennessee, NC State, all have not won any. There's a bunch of teams who have only won one that are in the bracket. But I think this
got a little parody going on.
This is the year for the
first.
We just
need to knock out Vanderbilt, too.
Yeah, they're here way too much. Nobody wants them. Nobody's rooting for them.
Well, we're running out of time, but national days of the day real quick for you. Today, Thursday, June 17th, 2021. We got Global Garbage Man Day. It's a pretty good one.
Shout out.
National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Okay.
National Stewart's Root Beer Day. How did Stewart's Root Beer get its own day?
That's capitalism right there, man.
National Apple Strudel Day. Ooh. National Cherry Tart Day. Also, I think Cherry Tart Day is like one out of every four
apple
days
strudel
on this website.
And Cherry Tart?
National Mascot Day. Shout out Smokey. And shout out the gorilla in Phoenix because he's cool. And then also, it's National Career Nurse Assistance Day. Shout out all the nurse assistants that have a career in it. Let's go. Good day on the Blitz. Ryan, Will, thanks for being here. Talk Sports coming up next. Don't change that dial.